Spookhouses, which you can find on their Facebook, facebook.com/spookhouses. Now, this New Jersey bred quartet released their acclaimed trying LP via Evil Weevil Records and, of course, Chill Mega Chill and Double Double Whammy back in August. So go check it out. It's been out for a while. And too, I like who the people that they have accompanied themselves with, especially record labels. I love that record labels have such weird names like Double Double Whammy. I'm sure it's something like that. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Lizzie. She's in a band called The Regrets, and I know you're going to really like this band as much as I did, which is why I went and I contacted her. So before we get into that, how about we hear The Long Walls with Big MT? You can catch them on their website, thelongwalls.com.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's Lizzie from The Regrets. I'm about to talk to Turtle in just a few minutes, but first, let's listen to Been Around Too Long.
Been Around Too Long by The Regrets, and with me is Lizzie. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. How about you?
I am doing spectacular, and if you want to have a spectacular day, log on to theregrets.com so you can hear more from the band. Lizzie, I know you're one of the vocalists in this band.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I love your name, Lizzie.
Thank you. You
know, anytime I hear that name, it brings to me connotations of like a bubbly, fun personality. Is that a good kind of observation about you? Are you that, or are you like the exact opposite?
No, that is completely true.
When you were born, was it just like, oh, you're obviously Lizzie, you know?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I started walking and spinning around and dancing with my dress over my head, I was Dizzy Lizzie.
That's cool. Is Lizzie short for something, or is it just Lizzie?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth.
Yeah, Lizzie's way better than Elizabeth.
Yeah, I agree.
Elizabeth is seems very, I don't know, it, not necessarily royalty, but kind of a little tad bit upscale, you know?
Yeah, my parents were hoping for a doctor or a lawyer. They thought Elizabeth would sound really good for that.
So what happened when you told them that you were going to be a singer?
Oh, they knew from when I was like 4 years old, I would sing as loud as I could in the car. They're like, all right, vocal lessons.
That's cool. That's cool that they were able to just, you know, kind of, you know, accept, you know, something and go with it. And it's led to great things. Do the parents go to your, you know, to your gigs?
Oh, yeah. My dad is 68 years old, and you will always see him right up front.
Was he the one that kind of got you into this this type of genre that you do? Because it's kind of like an old throwback, you know, which is what I really
like.
Yeah,
no, that's totally my mother. Growing up, I would listen to like the Shirelles and the Supremes and Ray Charles. And when we were driving, that was the kind of stuff we were listening to. My friend turned me on to James Brown and Prince, and then that was it.
I love James Brown. Do you listen to Lee Fields?
Lee Fields? No, I haven't heard of
him. Oh, dude, you need to Google him immediately or YouTube him.
Okay.
Because he's that kind of, you know, guy. It's very gangster, you know what I mean? But in that, you know, James Brown way, you know?
Have you listened to Charles Bradley?
No.
Okay, there you go. Charles Bradley just put out his first self-titled, like, first album out at the age of 60, like 60, 62 or something. And he was a James Brown impersonator his whole life. And just got picked up in the Daptones and all of that, and they're putting him out. We saw him. It was one of the best shows ever.
I believe Lee Fields is on Daptone as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, don't quote me on that. This is all just coming from okay. my memory and me, like, listening to his music. Or at least me wanting for him to be on the Daptone label, because I'm a big fan of Sharon Jones.
Oh, of course. She is ridiculous.
Have you seen her live?
Oh, yeah. The stage presence is unreal.
Okay, so every time she goes into concert, or she performs, I should say, she always invites people up on the stage to dance with her. Have you done that?
No, well, you see, I do the other thing. We have a song called Sweet Baby, and I do, like, one of the old school talking parts, and I always go down into the crowd and find a lucky victim and talk to them down there.
That's cool. Well, here's the thing. You're not bad on the eyes. So, like, I'm sure, like, you know, the guys, you know, don't mind.
No, they're willing participants or girls.
Look at you. I don't mind that at all. Let's talk about this latest album, Don't Talk Back. Here's the thing. You're letting me preview it, which, you know, thank you, because it's out November 30th. But
right.
Here's the thing. Some people might have gotten a preview in the past, because I noticed that two songs on there are from your first EP. Did you do something different to these songs?
Well, yes. We've only been a band for about 9 months. And when we first got together, we played our first show 2 months after we got together. And a local DJ here in town told us that they were doing a local band competition, and we, you know, to play at the Outdoor LC for CD 101 Day, which is like a big, huge venue that holds like 10,000 people. And she was like, so, you know, you guys need to get in this competition because I think you have a real chance to play it. So we had to record a song in like a week and like get a picture of us taken, because we didn't have any of that, and get that out there. And that was the Been Around Too Long was the song that we chose for that. And so when we finally recorded the full album, we went back and put horns on it, because we didn't have horn players at that time.
I love the horn players. Is that something that you guys are going to travel with?
Well, as of right now, they just play with us in town. But I liked it because it's just a trombone and a trumpet. Like, we didn't get, like, the full sax and, you know, all the other things. So it's just the two of them. And they both tour with other bands. So right now it's just in town, but I mean, eventually, hopefully, that would be the idea.
I hope so too, because I love a horn section. I'm such a fan of like ska for that, you know.
Yeah, and our trombone player Evan Oberla is amazing to watch on stage. He's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a real quick break, and we are going to hear now. This is my favorite song, This Means War, and we're going to have more with my guest Lizzie from The Regrets. All that coming up next, right here on The Playlist.
The Regrets. If you are liking what you're hearing, please check out theregrets.com and get another listen, get some swag, any of that fun stuff.
I've got a man who loves me. Ooh. I've got a man who cares. My heart is real, and it took some time to steal. Oh, now I deserve what I need. I found the
playlist, and you just heard Resurrected from the Deep off of the latest album Don't Talk Back, which again you're letting us preview it, so thank you again for letting us kind of do a nice little sneak peek into the unveiling of this album. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Have you been taking it around, dropping it off, you know, hiding it in places and seeing if people respond to it?
Not yet. We just got the CDs this past weekend, and we get the albums, the records, like the day before our CD or album release show. So not yet. It's all kind of, once again, crazy time scheduling.
Do you like that? Do you thrive on that?
We do, but I mean, we really haven't had any other choice. It's kind of been like, since we started, it was like play a show, see what happens, and then we got booked big shows, and then we started trying to do an album when we couldn't. We all have real jobs as well. And it's just been like constant push, push, push. So we've done it in the best time period we can. And also we like to bite off a lot more than we can chew, I think, because we're having our CD release show at a large venue, one of the oldest venues in the U.S. at the Newport in downtown Columbus, and it's a large venue. And I think for your first album, it's, you know, it's pushing and hoping for bigger things.
It's so weird that you're already playing at such a big venue so quickly. I know that you just played at the Heights Music Festival, right?
Well, we actually ended up having to cancel that. One of our members had to have a quick emergency surgery, so we weren't able to go. Very sadly.
Is your member okay? Is everything cool?
Yeah, he's fine. He's recovering at home, and we'll be playing in Youngstown this coming Saturday.
So everybody keep a lookout for that. One last question. I noticed that you and Megan, who are the singers, you guys both play tambourine, right?
Yes.
Do you guys have two very different styles in the way you guys play it?
We are very differently alike, if that's possible. We sing very similarly, and that's kind of what started it, except I'm more of the growler, and she kind of does the low sultriness. But with the tambos, we keep it old school. We kind of keep them in choreographed and in time, and we have, you know, our hand gestures and all that is kind of in time, unless the band kind of rocks out a little bit, and then we'll do our own thing. But other than that, yeah, we're completely insane.
Can't wait for you guys to come out to LA anytime soon, or?
That is definitely a plan. We're hoping by this spring, summer, we'll have a van and we'll be out of here.
Cool. Is it going to be a love van?
Probably. We're probably going to be very close to each other.
Well, my guest has been Lizzie from The Regrets. Make sure to catch them on their website, theregrets.com, and catch them at a town near you. We leave you now with No Song. And all the ladies say no, no. What's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.